On the night of July 30th, 1993, the Monarch levee broke. It was protecting the Chesterfield Valley from a Missouri River that was swollen to what some believe were 100-year levels. By the next morning, a Coast Guard officer announced only official boats could patrol on what had become a 7,000-acre lake.
So far, we've tied off propane tanks. We spotted one service station where apparently some fuel has leaked out. There's obstacles under the water.
Spirit of St. Louis Airport Director Richard Rabko remembers the night well.
I got a call from the police department that the levee had broken and that there was a 5-foot wall of water heading our way.
When the levee broke, the power company had to shut off electricity to the valley. Stationed at the end of the runway, in the dark, Rabko directed out some of the last planes.
We didn't know how quick it was coming, so the county police helicopter would advise me, it's 300 yards, it's 200 yards. At 100 yards, you could smell the pungent odor of the river. And within 15 seconds or so, this black ooze started to come up on the end of the runway.
Within hours, the entire valley was submerged under 10 to 12 feet of water. Highway 40 was flooded and closed. The next day, curious residents walked to the edge of the highway, looked down, and recoiled from the river odor. THF Realty President Michael Steinberg smelled opportunity.
It is counterintuitive, but I felt that if you built the right product, you know, with fountains and landscaping and made the access, I believe that this truly is the best access of any center of this type in the United States. You have no problem getting in and out of this shopping center.
Chesterfield Commons isn't just another strip mall. It's known in the industry as a power strip center, a shopping area with multiple large retailers like Walmart, Target, Sam's Club, and Lowe's that anchor at least 50 other stores. When complete in 2005, at nearly 2 miles in length, it will be the longest center in the country. Bob Chris of Washington University has been studying floodplain development, and he's worried about long-term safety and cost. Federal taxpayers paid an estimated $420 million to clean up the valley after the Great Flood.
But the fact is, putting people and property at those developed regions puts them at risk. It's not only bad for insurance, it's bad for people in the long run whose lives and livelihood depend on that, and they are being misled.
Development attracts development. Midwest Bank wasn't there before the flood, but this spring it opened a new high-end banking center in the valley because the numbers add up. Approximately 65,000 vehicles pass by the valley every day on Highway 40. That's high visibility. Since the flood, the number of valley businesses has more than doubled to 485. More are on the way, including an Omnimax theater. Jim Watson is the bank's regional president.
We felt very strongly about locating in this area. You know, I see tremendous opportunity for us. That's what gets me excited. I see people that own their own businesses that are thriving, and that's exciting.
So how did a floodplain become fertile ground for development? The answer can be found in three letters, TIF, short for Tax Increment Financing. In 1994, the Chesterfield City Council passed a $73.5 million TIF. That means infrastructure improvements to the floodplain would be paid for with sales and property taxes generated by the valley's development. Chesterfield Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Joan Schmelig helped lobby for the TIF.
We tried to think of everything positive to do to encourage people to come back. And the business groups got together and we had a big billboard and it said, "Rebuild it, Chesterfield of Dreams, and they will come."
Michael Steinberg, the developer, knew no one would come without access to the site, so he bought the first TIF bond, built the Boone's Crossing interchange, and Walmart signed on. In 1999, the retailer opened its doors with the understanding that the levee would be brought up to 500-year levels, a project that should be completed next year. These tractors and scrapers are adding 15 feet to the top of the levee and making the bottom wider. Robert Rowley is with Doomy Excavation.
There's close to 2 million yards out here where we're moving on this job. Close to 2 million. That's a lot of dirt.
The resulting development has generated an additional $1 million a year for the local schools. Steinberg is so pleased with the center, he wants to build something similar in nearby O'Fallon. Chesterfield Mayor John Nations sees it all and thinks back to how differently the public viewed valley development. Less than a year after the flood, Nations lost decisively while running for city council on the issue.
I believed then, and I believe now, that the thing to do with the valley was to develop it as a business and tax base, not just for the city of Chesterfield, but for the entire region.
Nations sees progress. Wayne Freeman with the Great Rivers Habitat Alliance looks at the valley and sees disaster.
It's an incredible biological resource that we are losing on a daily basis.
GRHA is a nonprofit regional land trust working to preserve floodplains. Its members have watched as about 12,000 floodplain acres in St. Louis and St. Charles counties have disappeared. The group is desperately trying to prevent development in the St. Charles County confluence floodplain. During the 93 flood, the confluence floodplain held nearly 260 billion gallons of water directly upstream from the city of St. Louis. It can be argued it saved the city. In addition, GRHA points out about 60% of North America's migratory birds pass through the floodplain's corridor every year. While all of the states on the upper Mississippi River passed anti-development legislation for floodplains, Missouri did not. So the GRHA's Freeman is trying to convince municipalities not to jump on the development bandwagon.
It has been argued by municipal leaders in St. Charles that the areas in St. Louis County have already been developed. They got theirs, now it's our turn.
In the middle of the 10,000 parking spaces at Chesterfield Commons, this shopper sums up the conflict between convenience and concern.
Whoever thought that this would have happened 10 years later, that all this business and all this development down here would be here? And you sometimes think, you know, if that ever breaks again, what will happen? But hopefully that won't happen.
With the 500-year levee nearing completion, the area stands a 1 in 500 chance every year for a 1993 repeat. Most like those odds. For KWMU, I'm Hillary Wickay.